Hey, it's Andrew. And just quickly before we start this episode, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts. It's the Bare Knuckles and Brass Tacks podcast. Not only does it have a great name, it also has a really good format that's interesting. The two hosts are both named George. That's not what's interesting about it. It's that George K is on the vendor side and George A is a CISO on the customer side. And they have real conversations, sometimes with guests, about the world of vendor-customer interactions. They're not afraid to call out bad behavior on both sides and talk about the weird and wonderful nature of this world of ours in cybersecurity. Recent favorites of mine are the one about building trust called Taking a Flamethrower to FUD and Buzzword Mumbo Jumbo, and also the one with someone who's a field CISO and advisor to startups called How Security Buyers Think and Go-to-Market Strategies for Young Companies. I'm not getting paid for this promo. I just really enjoy the show the two Georges put on. Check it out. It's the Bare Knuckles and Brass Tacks podcast. Now on with this episode.
Why is the common idea to treat people the way you would want to be treated so wrong? All is explained by ex-FBI hostage negotiator Chris Voss in Never Split the Difference. Welcome to the Bite Size Sales Podcast, where we believe that sales is the most important team in a B2B company, that the sales team deserves great sales skills training but usually doesn't get it, and that taking bite-sized steps each day to get better at your craft is the best way to improve results. I am your host, Andrew Monahan, and I'm using my experiences in B2B sales to bring you simple, actionable ideas every day to help you get better. If you had the same experience growing up as I did, you were probably told many times to treat people the way you would want to be treated yourself. Well, not so fast, says Chris Voss in his book, Never Split the Difference. Reading directly from the book, a CEO once told me he expected 9 of 10 negotiations to fail. This CEO was likely projecting his beliefs onto the other side. In reality, he probably only matched with someone like-minded 1 of 10 times. If he understood that his counterpart was different from him, he most surely would have increased his success rate. From the way they prepare to the way they engage in dialogue, the three types negotiate differently. So before you can even think about bargaining effectively, you have to understand your counterpart's normal. You have to identify their type by opening yourself to their difference. Because when it comes to negotiating, the golden rule is wrong. The black swan rule is don't treat others the way you want to be treated. Treat them the way they need to be treated. So there you go from the book. The three types that he is talking about are analysts, accommodators, and assertives. And if you buy the book, he's got a link, a great link to a cheat sheet that helps you determine exactly what the other person you're working with is like. Now, I've recently had my eyes completely opened wide to the power of using DISC to quickly assess what style someone is and then being able to change my communications for them to be most effective and work in their style. This is exactly the same idea. Some people just need to be communicated with a certain way. If someone is all about the specifics, the numbers, the details, the step-by-step, the plan, then you can't go at them with big strategic ideas because you're just going to lose them. They're going to doubt you. They're going to be suspicious of you. You're not talking their language, essentially. And it's the same the other way around as well, right? If you go with detail at a person who likes big ideas, you're going to bore them and have them complicated and confused by all the minutiae that you're talking about. So the action from this is to challenge yourself to snap out of the old habit of feeling great about an interaction because you felt great and start thinking about the best way to communicate with each of your prospects or customers before you go into the meetings. It's okay you feeling a little bit uncomfortable when you're doing this because you will. You're going to use someone else's style to communicate, not necessarily your own. But so long as you're using the most effective communicating style for their needs and their preferences, you will be much more effective. If you like this episode, please share it wide and far. Spread the word. I get energy from seeing people download and use this content, so please just take 20 seconds to share it with anyone you think would like it too. This episode is sponsored by Unstoppable.do. Most sales teams are not trained effectively in the skills and mindset they deserve, and these are the most important people in the company. It's no wonder that only about 50% of reps make quota every year. Unstoppable is a service that helps sellers and leaders get great at the skills and mindset they need without taking time out of the field. It exists because if the sales team has the right skills and mindset, they thrive, they are confident, and they perform much better. Find out more and even get a free sales book at bitesizesales.com. And now to wrap up. As Brian Gumbel, Chief Revenue Officer at SizeSense, may or may not have once said, training without implementation is just entertainment, and pretty poor entertainment when Monahan does it. So make sure you take action on what you learn and keep getting better every day. This world does not need more sales BS, so don't create any more. Be great at the fundamentals, be honest, be real, be yourself, just do not BS. And finally, I'm signing off as the great Joe Sexton would by saying, gone to sell.
It would mean a lot to me and to the continued growth of the show if you'd help get the word out. So how do you do that easily? There are two ways. Firstly, just simply send a link to a friend. Send a link to the show, to this episode. You can email it, text it, Slack it, whatever works for you and is easy for you. The second way is to leave a super quick rating. And sometimes that can seem complicated, so I've made it as easy for you as I can. You simply have to go to ratethispodcast.com/cyber. That's ratethispodcast.com/cyber, and explains exactly how to do it. Either of these ways will take you less than 30 seconds to do, and it will mean the world to me. So thank you.